the year 1853, a preacher from Charleston, South Carolina, wrote a song that he felt would enhance his little Southern congregation services. His name was William Steffi, and his song was titled Canaan's Happy Shore, and it went something like this. The song met with a little success as a camp meeting song, which some evangelists of the day called a good shouter, but it soon disappeared. That is, the words disappeared, but there was something catchy about the melody that caught the attention of the country. Soon enough, people all across the land were making up crass and ribald lyrics to the tune, which must have made old Bill Steffi cringe at the very thought that the original intent of his song should be put to such lewd and crass purposes. He thought that his attempts at creating a rousing chorus for God had turned into a miserable failure. A young man from Vermont, traveling in the South, named Thomas Bishop, picked up the tune and stored it in his mind for future reference. War clouds were gathering across our young nation at that time, so in a burst of patriotism, young Tom returned to his home in New England and joined the Massachusetts 1st Infantry Brigade stationed at Fort Lord in Boston Harbor. In 1859, the fanatic abolitionist John Brown launched his now famous attack at Harper's Ferry. This event so affected Tom Bishop that he decided to dramatize it in song. He searched his memory for a tune that he heard before, put a few words together that seemed to fit, and so was born new lyrics for Bill Steffi's tune, John Brown's Body. The war of brother against brother soon broke out in full fury. It wasn't long before the gray-clad rebels were at the very gates of our nation's capital. Troops from the Union Army, including the Massachusetts 1st Infantry Brigade, were called in defense of Washington. On a cold and rainy morning, troop trains arrived there and began their march to the front lines. Their marching route took them past the Capitol building, where a somber Abraham Lincoln watched them pass. The president was in the company of a lady named Julia Ward Howe. As soldiers are wont to do, they were making up lusty, filthy words to supplement John Brown's body. Alarmed and embarrassed by these crude lyrics, Mrs. Howe turned to the president and asked, "Why is it that young men who are about to die have such obscenities on their lips and such filth as their battle cry. The president replied in his characteristic and compassionate way, "Well, why don't you do something about it?" That challenge stirred her to reply, "With God's help, I will." Later that night, by the flickering light of a candle, Julia Ward Howe began to pen the words, this time the right words to fit Bill Steffi's melody that would stand the test of time. Perhaps she was thinking of another time when another city stood besieged by a great army. Maybe she thought of Jericho, Joshua, and God's prevailing victory. Whatever her thoughts, God inspired her to write what has become one of our national musical treasures, the Battle Hymn of the Republic.